That is, many boys were brought up with a misconception that Hilchus Snigis is a locha that's is a year of the Torah, and under the Torah, but has nothing to do with men. It has to do with women. The Isha Tsunua, with Hatzne Leah, with Lachas. What's women? What does it do with men? Hilchus Snigis is in Shulchan Aruch, and it's talking to men just as much as it's talking to women. How it manifests itself, obviously, is different to each gender, maybe to each personality and each, you know, place. V'atznei alechas, v'mashem alkecha, was said to men just as much to women. And dress defines a person, a man, just as much as defines a female. Yeah. And we're talking about for the bad, for the worse, for the good, and for the better. And you all know, if you're walking in the street and a person of the opposite gender is dressed in not the most sneeze-ticker way, you know it. And you know it's wrong. And if I eat you right now, a good girl or a bad girl, I think everyone will be able to answer, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3! Without thinking, I'm going to say, do you know the person? No. You ever saw the person before? No. So, do you know the person's name? No. Are you being judgmental right now? You're going to say yes. You're being judgmental by another person? Based upon what? Did the other person say anything? No. So how can you be judgmental? It's pretty good for a non-judgmental either. Who never likes to be judged, loves to judge others, who never likes to be judged. How do you? And when you say, what are you talking about? As the Gemara says, the horrible rabbi, it's right in front of you. The person is not seeing this thing. So how can a person be a proper person? And then I'm going to ask you, tell me, you think that person is the best in the class or one of the worst in the class? What will you answer me? I'm not judgmental, you know. Let's put odds, odds. I'm a begging person, let's put odds. And let me ask you another question. You're seeing two people. Different gender. One is more tzenua on the choir side. In public, not welcome. You can take a seat. Not loud. Dressed properly. Walks properly. The other one, loud. The dress is not so proper. The colors, not so proper. The fit, not so proper. You know, a little too loud in general. And I'm going to ask you, I'm telling you right now, and it's not a trick question. One, you know, does Shalom Kalacha, he talks to people of opposite gender, and one doesn't. One represents a real Beis Yaakov, one doesn't. Which one? And I have a funny feeling that every individual in this room will make the correct guess. Because it's not a guess, it's a fact. It's a real fact. The one who's dressing like a prutz is a prutz. And the one who's not, is not. You might be right that I don't have a proof to it. I only have a here for proof. The proof that I really have is the one who's dressed like a prutzer is a prutzer. That's my guy. Could be the one who's dressed like a Sue is not. That's right. That I can't prove. But the other one is right there. There's no question. And you know it. And the same is true, my boys. You're walking down the street, and you see a boy dressed like a Ben Taylor. The definition of a Ben Taylor, the way I understand it, and I'm going to tell you the most secular definition of a Ben Taylor. It is very secular. I think it's true. I was brought up like that. I was taught like that. And anything more is a chumrah. So go the most cool and different way. The definition of Mentor is a purposeful person doing something magnificent with his life, dealing with eternity. Right there? Not so hard to understand. I didn't use the word Torah once. I didn't use the word Judaism once. I didn't use the word religion once. Got that? A purposeful person. He has a purpose in life. And he's doing something meaningful in his life. Dealing with eternity. Not just now, but forever. Now you have to figure out. You know, it has to be something of meaning. It has to be purpose. It has to be doing it in eternity. That's Judaism. It means he's dealing with Torah in the proper way. That's all it is. And a person who's not purposeful, who's not doing something meaningful, dealing with eternity, is not a Ben Taylor. Absolutely not. It's all it means. And of course, the whole world is supposed to be Ben Taylor. There's no question about that, we know that. Because isn't that why you're created? Now we've taken those words and used it and misused it, you know, in so many different distorted ways. But that's what I understand. You want to go, Molochum, Molochum. You're watching two people walk down the street. One's dressed like a purposeful person. Doing something meaningful with his life, dealing with eternity. And once, wearing his jeans, his shirt's tucked out, and it's multicolored. It's different. His yarmulke is not Yerem Malka, which brings Yorei, the Yeres Hashem upon himself. You know, it's just a symbol. Or he wears it in a special way, you know. Got it right at the point. Exactly, exactly. You know, a special place. And his hair is different. And I ask you to tell me the truth. Which one? Which one do you think? And I'm telling you one is and one isn't. You don't know the answer. You don't have to walk outside. We didn't get to you yet, Mr. Dessler. You know the answer. You really do. You don't like when they say it about you, but you have no problem judging others about it. Because it's it. It says it. It says it. And the way he walks, and the way he talks, and what he does, says everything to everybody, except for the person himself. As the Gemara says, Ein Adam Roya Nigi Atzman. A person can't see his own flaws. None of us see our flaws. That's why it's always good to learn most of the Chavrusa. He'll tell you the flaws. Because it's sneeze and a covered. But the Torah demands upon males just like females. You can see when a person is walking the street and you say, he's a poet. The English names for it, but he's a poet. I know gay lady a name. People have taken it upon themselves sometimes to view the world as a camp or all male bungalow colony, which means that, you know, in camps, and that might be you walk here in shorts, you walk there in shorts, you're 3/4 dressed, you're 2/3 dressed, it makes no difference. Since it's on, since it's off, I don't know. It's color oil and color is dollar amis. I don't know how they got that. The whole world is just dollar amis. You know. They say, you know, while you're in the shower, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If you're in the bathroom, therefore, you don't have to wear tzitzis. On the way to the bathroom, therefore, you don't have to wear tzitzis. So once you come into the house, eventually you're going to go to the bathroom, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If I'm going to play ball, while I'm playing ball, and maybe it's going to get sweated, so I don't have to wear tzitzis. So therefore, on the way to play ball, I don't have to wear tzitzis. And since eventually I'm going to play ball today, so why do I have to take them off, so I don't have to put them on? I never heard such a crazy thing in my life. But it doesn't make sense. And then afterwards, I'm so sweaty, so I don't have to put them on, I won't put them on. No problem, dabbling in the sweat, but everything. It doesn't make sense. That's not a hater. But people have no problem walking the streets here, dressed properly. Walking from a dorm to the fields, or walking from any place to the gym, or walking then to armies like that, to shopper like that, or to stop it. But, you know, whatever. Once you're smutted in, it's maybe smutted all over. And that's how you get it, boy walking a piece of magic, like you walked in before. That's an extension of Heter. Which he comes also. Well, some people say it is wrong. You walk to a game, you dress properly. The game is weird, short Sunday, your pants. And finish it. If you can't figure out how to do it, you shouldn't be playing it. Same thing for Baltimore in the apartment building. The 142 units of an apartment building are not one unit. And the hall is a Rosh Hashanah. If the hall is just a rabbit, that means you have to dress fully dressed in the hall. And for those boys who take these midnight strolls all over Waterbury, you know, I think it's what Hillsness is. The way your grandparents and great grandparents were brought up like Jews. Not a copy from a secular world that takes it and robs it from us. And yes, you can tell who's who and what's what. The same thing's going on in the streets, wherever you are. You know, I want to tell you that sunglasses never made a person cool. It doesn't. Either you are or you're not. But it doesn't do anything. It doesn't. It's a facade. It's not a joke. So why are you laughing? What? It doesn't. You just press shirts, especially if they're blue and striped. Decide which color. You want blue, wear blue. You want white, wear white. You're here to grow as Bnei Torah. Why is it? You know, when it comes to wearing improper clothing, people are very reductive. You know, it's not the sweater season, but you know, people wear sweaters I couldn't put around my two fingers. But when it comes to davening, where it says the halacha of it, and we know which word says wearing a hat, so it's mufurish. They already are. They're making that one source. I've challenged it my whole life. Finding anywhere, finding mufurish, any place that argues. Fine. Nobody did yet. Talach and Shavur. Yeah. Find it. But yeah, people come with Svar. First of all, they read the Shavur rule. When I try to find that Svar of, you know, the cover thing, they read it what you're wrong. You're just describing something. Besides the fact that they read the Shavur rule, well, this is a slur that, you know, he came up with right now, that nobody caught until now. But if you are, you're ready. Tucking a shirt in by its field of learning in Mishnah Berurah, but I think it's a double portion. My grandmother, Allah Shalom, I remember, she used to wear the shoes that had holes in the front for her toes and sometimes didn't have a back. Until last year, I never met any male in my life that wore such a thing. He just never did it. I've watched sandals, it's different. Shoes without a back. There are names for those people. And then with a hole in the front. That's not our tzura, it's just not.
It's not the godly people's what they wear. It's not. It's just not. You know it, and I know it. Christians, who are you trying to emulate right now? I have a friend, and you know what? Don't trust me on this story. You can ask Zevi Meir to verify it. He's faced out, so it's okay. You can ask Zevi to verify it. We have a common friend. It's a relative of his, a friend of mine. His name is Bernie Moskowitz. He, Baruch Hashem, is well-to-do. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, maybe the last 30 years or so. Good Jewish guy, Bernie Moskowitz. All his children are with a terrible learning, from all the way. And he's a more palabatish person, to say it nicely. And he retired in Israel. Where did he make it? He made it in the gene business. He was the first one, to design faded genes. And, the faded genes, and he designed it. He brought it out and just took the market and sold it on Ohio. And it was ingenious. And he asked Bernie Moskowitz, how did you come out? It was such an ingenious way. How did you do it? What did you do? And he was not before he came with that, the best, in the gene business. What did you do? And here's the story. He used to buy very heavy dungarees and make the cheapest jeans in the world. What happened? Well, he would get it from, I think it was Mexico or someplace around there, very hard, and he had a warehouse and they softened it. They worked these machines to soften the material. At least it will bend a little bit, before you bought it in the A&S, I don't know, whatever store that you could get it for $1 a piece. That's what it was, all junk material. And that was his. And he would sell, this is what he told me, he would sell to the stores a dozen jeans for between $12 and $15, a dozen, not a pair. That was it. I don't know if it was that, but it was, a dollar or two up here. One day, he buys material in advance. He gets a call that there was a problem. There was a warehouse in the second story of the warehouse. There was a chlorine manufacturer, or a warehouse for chlorine, bleach, and they had a leak. And it leaked on all his jeans, and $1 million worth of, on his material, and $1 million worth of inventory is down the drain, and he's broke. And of course he had no insurance. And he said, he cried, that was it, that was the end of his career, or his money, everything he had was invested in that. That was the end of it. Nothing he could do. And then he came up with this ingenious idea. Take the garbage material with the chlorine in it and the bleach in it. Just continue making jeans and try to sell it. So he did it, and he went to his customers and he says, I have a new product. Yeah, but instead of, $15 a dozen, it's $150 a dozen. because they were designed by the greatest designer of the world. My God, the greatest designer of the world, and it's something unique and nobody has it. And they all took it, they tried it, and it sold like hotcakes. And we sold out, and that's the beginning of designer genius. You know, and you understand, he had the multicolored jeans, and he came up with this whole idea. All the scrap material he could have put together, make a jean and sell it for more. These are your wise designers. His only problem was the next year, because it seems that the chlorine manufacturer guy moved out, and he had no way of duplicating. You know, this, you know, because what if you can't wash it? It was a natural phenomenon, the whole thing. So it was hard to duplicate, but they figured it out. Yeah, that's your design gene. You have to start thinking. What you wear, how you dress, says everything about not you, but what you want to project about yourself. Think about that for a while. What you wear, how you wear it, says everything, not nothing. Not something, but everything about how you're trying to project yourself. You might want to project yourself better than you are. Maybe you want to. Maybe you project yourself what you are. Maybe you. Very rarely you project yourself to be less than you are. Very rare. So when you wear something which is not proper for Ben Tyra, so there's something in you that wants to tell others, I'm not. Or that I'm a poros. Or that I'm a prutzer. Or a person davens and is not wearing the proper clothing for davening. Just a hat and a jacket, shirt tucked in. He's saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu or to others, as far as I'm concerned, this is the value. Something to think about, something to correct, and now watch others and start to think about what others are doing. Let's go right into 2nd Seder.